Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. A Bay County man has been ordered to pay a $575 fine after being found guilty of interfering with a public safety drone operation. 55-year-old Ray Roach of Bay City has also received a one-day jail sentence, which was credited as time already served. The case arose from a November 2024 incident during a Bay County Sheriff's Office search for criminal suspects using an unmanned aircraft. Prosecutors said Roach flew his own drone in the area while live streaming the activity, disrupting a law enforcement operation. A jury convicted Roach of misdemeanor charge in May. Following the verdict, his attorney argued the actions were protected by the First and 14th Amendments and contended the decision could have broader implications for civilian drone operators. And a plea agreement has been reached in a high-profile Michigan embezzlement case involving the wife of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. 38-year-old Stephanie Chatfield admitted guilt to a single felony count of embezzlement involving between $200 and $1,000 from a nonprofit organization. Under the agreement, she is expected to receive probation and the conviction will be dismissed if she successfully completes its terms. Prosecutors will also drop two additional embezzlement charges involving larger amounts. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th in Lansing. Court documents indicate no restitution will be required because the nonprofit known as the Peninsula Fund is no longer in existence. Stephanie and Lee Chatfield were both charged in 2024. Lee Chatfield continues to face 15 criminal counts and is currently scheduled to stand trial in September. And authorities in Montcalm County are investigating a late-night multi-vehicle crash that claimed the lives of two 17-year-olds and left a Saginaw woman injured. The collision happened shortly after 11 p.m. Thursday on M46 near Derby Road, east of Six Lakes. Michigan State Police say a westbound Chevrolet Cruze carrying the two teenagers was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by a 49-year-old Granville man. Investigators say the impact sent the Cruze spinning into oncoming traffic, where it was hit by an eastbound Ford F-150 and then by a Chevrolet Traverse. The F-150 and Traverse were being driven separately by a husband and wife from Saginaw as they traveled home. The woman driving the Traverse was hospitalized with injuries that have not been disclosed. Both teenagers in the Cruze died at the scene. State police say alcohol is believed to have been a contributing factor in the crash, and the investigation remains ongoing. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building Repair sponsor message, we'll continue with our national news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, special education dispute erupts over proposed federal rule changes. A bitter national battle is brewing over the Department of Education's proposed overhaul of federal special education guidelines, drawing fierce resistance from advocacy groups and parents. The administration argues the changes will streamline bloated bureaucratic paperwork and give local school districts more flexibility in resource allocation. However, families of children with severe physical and cognitive disabilities warn that loosening federal mandates will effectively break an already deeply flawed and underfunded system. And in other national news, Janice Lewis George secures decisive Democratic win for Washington, D.C. mayor. In the nation's capital, progressive council member Janice Lewis George has secured a commanding victory in the Democratic primary for mayor of Washington, D.C. In an overwhelming Democratic city where the primary historically dictates the final outcome, Lewis George is now virtually guaranteed to cruise into the mayor's office come November. Her victory represents a significant leftward shift for the district, soundly defeating moderate opponents who ran on traditional pro-business and tough-on-crime platforms. When we come back from this Mackenzie Jewelers sponsor message, we'll continue with our international news.
At Mackenzie Jewelers, we believe every piece of jewelry holds a unique story. Whether it's a symbol of love, a celebration of a milestone, or simply to treat yourself. At Mackenzie Jewelers, we're here to help you find something truly special. From classic diamond studs to elegant stackable bands and show-stopping necklaces, our collection has something to fit every occasion and every budget. Each piece is hand-picked for its exceptional quality, beauty, and timeless appeal. With Mackenzie Jewelers, it's not just about jewelry. It's about creating lasting memories with personalized service and a team dedicated to finding something that comes from your heart. You won't just leave with a purchase, you'll leave with a cherished keepsake. Visit us today. We're located on the north side of BedEx or go to MackenzieJewelers.com and let us be part of your unforgettable moments.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's Mackenzie Jewelers on the north side of BedEx.
Mackenzie Jewelers of BedEx, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of BedEx is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our international news, Beijing slams U.S. extended deterrence nuclear pacts with Japan and South Korea. The Chinese government has issued a scathing diplomatic denunciation targeting Washington's newly upgraded nuclear defense arrangements with Japan and South Korea. Following a series of high-level extended deterrence dialogues, the U.S. committed to placing its nuclear umbrella at the forefront of regional defense strategy to counter North Korean and Chinese military expansion. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Jian fiercely condemned the pacts, labeling them toxic remnants of a Cold War mentality that actively elevate the risk of regional nuclear proliferation and direct military confrontation. In other international news, Mexico's Popocatépetl volcano roars to life, prompting mass evacuation alerts. One of the world's most dangerous active volcanoes, Mexico's Popocatépetl, has suffered a massive explosive eruption, raining ash and volcanic rock over nearby metropolitan areas. The sudden eruption sent a colossal column of gas and debris miles into the stratosphere, forcing international aviation authorities to completely redirect flights across central Mexico. Local emergency management agencies have instantly raised the volcanic alert level to yellow phase 3, activating thousands of military personnel to assist in mandatory evacuations of high-risk rural villages. When we come back from this ABS broadband sponsor message, we'll continue to our obituaries.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we have no obituaries to report for this hour. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe.